All winter, the Fayetteville Underground haven of studio artists have been hard at work, making art as well as staging exhibits. This month's selection of shows a bit spare, but nonetheless fascinating. Three artists are featured. Let's start with Josh Spear, just because he has such a cool voice.
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I still currently live. I graduated from the University of Tulsa as an art major in painting, and I've been drawing and painting all my life, as far as I can remember.
When not painting and drawing, Josh works as a public librarian. Can't you tell? His show's comprised of 23 older and newer acrylic paintings on canvas, cardboard, and other media, what he describes as genre bending.
Maybe take influences from film, I do that, and try to translate them into a kind of narrative storytelling on a flat surface.
Josh's primitive paintings would easily translate into children's books. Some convey a certain story, a whale floating over a dark blue sea, and two pandas playing mahjong, but some are completely abstract, and he uses the acrylic paint much like a watercolorist.
I used to be much darker in my painting, and I realized recently I really miss working with children. I used to work at the Philbrick Museum of Art, but I think part of that comes across in this show, that a lot of it feels like almost layered graffiti that I think comes off as very light. And the colors are very bright a lot, even if the subject matter may be a little bit edgy at times.
Across the atrium hangs the work of underground studio artist Doug Randall, small floral still lifes, and 28 landscapes painted in acrylic and oil and completely from imagination.
Generally, I don't know what I'm going to paint. I have maybe a vague idea, but I changed things around so many times before the painting's finished. And determining when the painting's finished is really difficult for me. I mean, you know, I want to embellish on it, and sometimes I mess good paintings up, you know, because I go back and, you know, I want to make things perfect.
Doug Randall was born in upstate New York, but has lived in the Ozarks for 30 years in the woods, of course. Most of his paintings are forested landscapes. The trees are weathered and leaning. All work is soft. One evokes a dark afternoon in the woods right before a storm, or an intensely lit autumnal afternoon, fragrant with falling leaves. Which one is your favorite subconscious landscape?
Probably this one here. This is more abstract, but you know, this was very fast, quickly done painting and stuff. Sometimes, you know, sometimes that works for me, and other times, you know, it doesn't. But I'm really happy with that one.
You attend the artist reception scheduled this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. You will find Doug Randall happily wearing his traditional Scottish kilt in honor of his mom, which takes us to noted basket artist featured in the East Street Gallery, Leon Niehaus.
This year is my 30th year to make baskets, and I am self-taught. And but what I was given is... For many years, we lived in South Medicine County around Pettigrew, and there is a heritage of basket making from using white oak trees.
The work of Leon Niehaus is far from traditional. He's taken Ozark's splint making to a fine art, creating contemporary woven vessels of all shapes and sizes. But first, ancient human societies depended on baskets for survival to carry and store things, and Leon Niehaus began as a traditional basket maker.
In the early years, we did the War Eagle Craft Fair, and people really loved our baskets there. But when I look back, it was an education in some way, because could meet a lot of people. And I immediately noticed that they were collecting our baskets and displaying them, or collecting them in groups, and when I suggested that something might have a good use here or there, they just immediately corrected me. And so even at that time, even if I hadn't chosen to think of the basket as, you know, from an aesthetic point of view, they were. So it worked out.
Declared an Arkansas Living Treasure in 2005, Leon Niehaus has been the recipient of many awards, including a Smithsonian, featured in many magazines and books, and his work shown and collected from Los Angeles to New York. And for good reason, his baskets are not only technically perfect, each one contains sculptural elements. The work ranges from several $100 to several thousand, but he's not a production artist. He does spend 8 hours a day in this studio.
My materials are white oak. I like using wax linen for stitching. I use a little Dremel drill for the holes. I use a curved quilter's needle. It helps about going skipping underneath the weaving. The baskets are woven freeform, and so that's a lot of the variety in size, because basically it's handheld and you're really just sculpting it in shape, in space, as opposed to going around something that would determine the size. In the last 5 years or so, I've introduced a unique material, and that is I've been using this fabric-backed black emery cloth, and I use it like a skin.
Which nicely contrasts with the variously varnished white oak splints, buck brush runners, brass screws, wax linen, and copper threads. And the varnished emery cloth provides a sturdy armature, allowing for layers of woven wood.
Basically, I call it simple weaving, which means over, under.
Anyone else might consider this work tedious, but Leon Niehaus appears to relish his routine.
Working, there's something really solitary about this, and it is probably could be considered a negative, spending a lot of time alone. You know, I'm thinking it makes me a quieter person.
Leon Niehaus will be standing quietly by his baskets tonight if you wish to admire them and him for his exceptional talent. A collection of studio artists will also be on display in the Vault Galleries. The Fayetteville Underground is located at 1 East Center Street on the downtown Fayetteville Square. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 10 to 5 p.m. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.